Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I made you a sandwich, so therefore, you should want to stick it in now.
I made tacos tonight. Who wants to fuck me?
Everybody, Luke, are you going to have sex with me, Luke? Luke, do you want to take? I made you a taco. Get in my taco, Luke.
And who's
get in it?
Who's Tracy?
Go.
That was my favorite moment of this.
That was my favorite moment of this whole entire episode. Who's Tracy?
Y'all, if Lindsay...
Who's Tracy?
I'm still laughing. If Lindsay can be summed up with one phrase, it's, who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
So this is
Reality Gaze presents Summer House.
Summer House.
Go ahead.
No, season 5, episode 7. Medium
at large.
At large. Those are sizes I can't be anymore.
It's strictly XL, unless it's at Old Navy.
Oh, then I'm a small.
I've been getting on my Facebook things that says, look, t-shirts where you can't see my beer belly, and I'm feeling attacked. Those are ads that I'm getting. I know.
My mouth is agape, and I'm horrified.
And you kind of want to know where I got
them. No, I hope they don't send them to me.
I went, wait, why am I getting these? That and furniture things, because I'm moving, y'all, and they know they've got a live one with me.
Oh, they do. Also, y'all, I might die tonight. I don't know what's happening. This is what happens when you're staying at an Airbnb.
Let's lower the stakes.
I'm just saying it's janky here. It's not what the picture promised. I'm concerned if I don't make it to tomorrow's show, you know why.
That the air might not work?
Yes. Yes. Anyway, y'all, this is still remote, but as Poodle says, goat.
Still goat.
Still goat.
I don't know if we can call Summer House goat.
I don't know if we can call it goat either.
I will say I had a change of heart in the way I approached this show because last week was kind of low when I just went, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what they're doing. I got an Instagram message and it wasn't negative or not. It's like, I feel you. But I don't know how to understand this show this season. But it did say it was like, yeah, I understand your kind of confusion and you're not wanting to do it. And I'm like, I don't want them to think that. But I've decided how I need to handle this show because I really believe I was sold a false bill of goods.
Y'all, look, I'm trying to think.
I can spend time with you and I can enjoy it.
Yes. Has there ever been a podcast that we've done that we actually hated doing it? Because even Labor of Love, the guys were hot and we really could make fun of it.
And that's the way I was thinking about it, that we still enjoy making fun of it and having a good time.
I mean, it's no million millions.
Y'all. Okay. We had so much fun on this week's Marrying Millions. Marrying Millions!
It was, I have to say, you guys, it's at Reality Gaze Extra on the $8 tier. So on Supercast or Patreon, that's what we're calling it. It's premium content. It's called Reality Gaze Extra.
The episode called Rodney, it's your mama.
It's your mama. We laugh so hard. Well, I got done the podcast and Kyle was like, I thought you were crazy. I was like, we just have so much fun talking about the show. And several of you have already mentioned that this is maybe you've messaged me or us and said,
I've gotten some this morning too.
Your favorite and most epic reality gaze theater yet.
It went on for like, what felt like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20 minutes, y'all.
And there was a whole singing thing at the end. It was weird.
It was weird. We went off the rails. We had fun. I enjoyed it.
I choked several times.
You did choke several
came
times.
Came back into consciousness.
Okay, I think the air is finally kicking in on this good. Airbnb. I might not die tonight. But that's it good. Does sound... The air turned on, and I thought there was an airplane that landed overhead.
Wow.
So it feels janky.
All right. Well, I assume you'll do the best. You do your best.
No, I could obsess over it. If you would obsess over the air conditioning and keep talking about the whole entire time.
I'm not going to let you focus on the small things.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to bring that back to you. I can't wait to use your words.
I want you to see the bigger picture right now.
Oh, I can't wait to use your words against you.
I'm gonna look to doing it for our listeners, and I'm gonna let you be bothered by small things.
So here's the thing: we're gonna go back to the names of these episodes. Why is this show called this episode called Medium at Large?
Because the reference to Hannah's psychic and medium in the latter part.
So medium is a different thing. Doesn't a medium talk to dead people?
I think that they were confusing. I think this person might be a medium slash psychic, but
that wasn't made clear in the plot of the show.
I know you're such a stickler for meaning.
Sissies, come at us if you're a medium or if you're a psychic, because I want to know if this is a misuse for titles.
No, we know they're very different. I think
because a Long Island medium is a medium, Teresa Caputo. She's not a psychic,
right? But I think in the Venn diagram that they do intersect, like psychics and mediums, and in the middle are kind of like witchy people. You know, people who
I just
can
say it's confusing.
Thanks for doing that mid yawn, and I saw your tonsils.
I did.
Any announcements? I just want to talk about one thing. You guys, we just introduced on the $15 Patreon the intimate portraits where you can watch us doing the podcast. They've been a huge hit. I would say try it and splurge for it. If you decide you don't like it, we'll refund your money. I'm saying
no,
that
we
now.
Won't. No, we won't. Not if they try it. No.
Okay, we'll take that out.
No, we're not going to do that because it's too much. Now, however, we usually do try before you buy. So if you want one of these weeks,
that's
we
true.
Can put it out for free. Why don't we do that? Maybe.
No, on our Patreon. Haven't we done that at the $5 level? Like to give it to all our Patreon customers.
Maybe, but we could make one episode public for people to see.
Fine.
We can do that.
You
we'll
your
do that.
Heart shit.
We'll do that next week, and or we'll make the first one public that we've already done.
Yeah,
I don't
a good
know.
Idea.
We'll do one.
I just want people to see it.
Normally, we're going to be sitting on a couch together. Right now, we're remote, but Christina in our sissy team, she is doing such a good job at editing those, and she's fantastic. We love her,
and we have our Instagram meme that's going to go up probably today.
If you need an editor, come at us. She's great.
That'll show us a little background. Unfortunately, I look like I'm in Hitler's bunker, looking for his corpse or looking for something down there. That's what it looks like. I'm just like saving my QAnon shit.
It's all gonna change. Did you see the picture that someone posted in the Sissy Squad of us as John and Christiana?
Yes, I did.
It was great.
Someone said Poodle's going to be upset that he's the one with the belly, but that's not in reality, so it's fine.
I was worried about that too.
No, I kind of look past it because they kind of put me. At least I'm not John.
Same. Okay, y'all. So we're just going to start. We're going to jump into this episode, and
we're doing it new. We're kind of just like, we're not like covering everything. Like, I'm not going to talk about
the show is
Lindsay taking a shit.
Talk about Danielle working. Now we're talking about the quantum and the QED report is converting to the IRO, and Kyle needs Loverboy shipped in disposition. Let me see your work.
What?
That's what the show should be called. Again, these work montages kill me.
Do they think that is that supposed to remind us that, oh, these people are living and working here?
And they're real.
It makes me angry. People.
It feels like a waste of my time.
I wonder if how many episodes they're going to be able to do. Because it feels like we're heading towards a big blow up next episode.
I'm here for it. We need some blow this up.
I want to see some blow jobs.
Yes. I want to see a blow job. I want to see.
I just watched some porn.
I would totally see Carl and Luke fuck.
Okay. Carl looks so good.
Okay. Again,
A
sissy sent us in his Instagram picture of him right now. Oh my God.
It's like quarantine thick.
And then she responded, she said, "This is probably TMI, but I just want to say I'm okay with him spitting on me." And I said,
Same girl.
Same.
He's thick. Thick.
He is thick. Y'all, we're jumping back. This is, I guess we're calling it a tea bag. I don't know what we're calling it. Back. That's a reference for you.
That
OGs.
That's like back when you did TV tea time. Back when we were two queens sitting in a teacup.
That's true. Thanks, Patrick.
We never got that life-size teacup to sit in.
We never did. Thank you, Patrick, for that. But anyway, y'all,
tea bags. Yes.
Well, I'm bringing it up. My first tea bag, and this is not really plot motivated. It more is motivated. When Carl they showed the clip of him working quarantine and he put hand sanitizer on his hands, my first thought was that it was lube.
Honestly,
and I kind of made my dick move.
Every scene he's in, I think really, really like unhealthy, gross thoughts about him.
He's like the Henry Cavill of reality TV. You always want to think about getting fucked by him.
What is that? But remember, I don't think you ever watched that. When Henry Cavill was on the fucking Tudors.
I've seen clips. Oh, my God.
Y'all, if you want something to finger bang yourself to, just look at stills of Henry Cavill and the Tudors.
And it's and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Yeah, when they were in scenes together and it looked like they were just about to lick each other all over. I need to go excuse myself into an interior room soon.
Someone needs to make like a highbrow, good, more gay version of that, because I promise you,
I don't want a highbrow version. I want a dirty, slutty version with bad acting.
Oh, I would make a version for you where the two male characters never fuck. Until the very, very last episode.
Oh.
And I would make you wait 10 episodes for it.
Like a gay Bridgerton?
It would just be called edging.
No, it was just called plaintive sighs and quiet rooms.
Yes.
Yo, someone make that plaintive sighs and quiet rooms for me.
Isn't there a gay character on Bridgerton?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we're not sure. I thought there was for a while, but it would be like Fauntleroy felt his presence there in the room beside him. They were both at their writing desks, yet one could not keep his eyes off the other. He watched his smooth hands writing up and down and begged for the comfort of his loins.
Okay, we have to stop or you're going to go into a place. Let's jump into... Before we do, I just want to say we want to dedicate this show to all of our AAPI brothers and sisters out there. We know it's been a hard week for y'all.
Terrible week.
That horrible hate crime that happened in Atlanta, and it is a hate crime, and it should be said so. And
it doesn't matter if whatever he thought... the racism and misogyny are all entrenched. Doesn't matter what he said about things. What he said about why he killed 8 people.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. So we dedicate this show to our AAP. If you don't know what that means, AAP.
Asian American Filipino
Islander.
Pacific Islander. Yep.
Yeah. So for our sissies, we are with you and we support you. So we're dedicating this show to y'all this week. So sorry it wasn't a better show, but it's your house and that's the show that came on this week. Sorry
we couldn't get you something better.
Sorry we couldn't get you like Mary and Marion.
I know.
It'll be fine. So anyway, I was just going to say it looked like Carl was squirting his hands with lube.
He just looks so good.
How big do you think it is?
You know, I'm going to say this. I don't think it is, by no means, it's not. I think Luke has a bigger dick.
I do too.
I think Luke has a big dick. Kyle, you know, Kyle Yell's not going to win in the dick department. But Carl's is right in the middle, and it is just pleased to meet you all the time.
All the time.
It's got a great personality. I will say this, it is a beautiful penis.
I feel like he has a beautiful butt.
Oh, yes.
Like he has a kind of butt you want to grab onto and feel it while he's pummeling you.
Yes. How else do you do that?
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. But you're not going to reach back there and like try and like it's going to like fall through your fingers like some
no,
butts.
Yeah. No. No. Like, Poodle, what's your next tea bag?
My next tea bag is when Paige can't find a mask to do the delivery and she gets toilet paper and holds it over her face like she's on The Handmaid's Tale. God bless her.
God bless her.
Y'all don't pull over. I am leaving this godforsaken hellhole of a neighborhood soon.
Don't pull over. While we're on Paige moments, can we also talk about the moment, Paige moment, when they're listening to the conversation of Hannah and Kyle, and Paige just starts talking about her outfit and where she got it while she's laying on the deck?
I think this is a set, but I actually put it together.
I love her. Oh, I love her so much.
I think Paige's excitement of the ordinary and kind of her appreciation of the ordinary and things she can do and others and her kind of her perversion of the world, I find very enjoyable.
Oh,
I must
yes.
say, yeah,
love her.
She's the one person from the show for me who could get their own reality show after this. I don't know if she would do it. But
I don't know. I think her and Hannah could.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's what they would need. You need her and Hannah. You need more fire. I agree with you.
You need more fire. Yeah.
Yep. I'm surprised Bravo hasn't done that yet. I guess this is probably the testing ground for it.
Kyle would go ballistic.
He would. I think, though, Hannah was just on Watch What Happens Live and she's done that a lot. So I think what's his name?
Our friends Ben and Ronnie were just on Watch What Happens.
They were just on it.
I'm so
yeah,
proud
from,
for them.
From
yeah,
Watch What Crappens.
Again, I'm proud for them.
I can't believe it because they really give
it took
them
a long
shit.
Time. It took a long. Bravo did not like them. I don't think for a while, but maybe they finally come around.
Just thinking.
Can you
that...
imagine though? Would TLC have us on as TLC experts?
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I think I've said,
I mean, yeah, we'll do it.
I know I will totally do it. I don't think when your parent company sues you, it's a good sign of you being on their,
but remember they got a letter that same week from Universal, which owns Bravo, about their shit too.
Yeah. I think, but we have been on Strikes Back. So who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Y'all, it's really upsetting too. Cause I'm telling you, cancer ruins everything. Because I'm stuck in fucking Houston right now. I told Poodle the amount of Stephanie videos I would have made him make for 90 Day Fiance with that blonde wig and fucking pigtails.
I already know. I looked on Amazon for the wig and I know exactly what wig I would choose. I would have even shaved my face for it because I would. You would need the full shaven face to do hair ass. You need the full, like, with a hat, one high, half open, and
one half. And I could do your makeup. It'd be great. Anyway, okay.
So that's my. What's your next one?
My. I guess we can get into it, but my. My teabag is the Kyle and Hannah conversation. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk. One more thing before you say that. I think I figured out Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle can't handle not being liked by anyone. He has prom king disorder. And it's this. And strangely, Hannah has the same thing.
Paige called it last week, and when she really said Kyle and Hannah are a lot alike.
But Hannah has to be goof off. That everyone, so she's the goof-off center of attention. Kyle has to be class president center of attention. And
yes, because Hannah's a self-sabotager, and yes. Kyle is a don't sabotage me.
Right, and he's obsessed with success.
I can't say it. He's a perfectionist.
Yeah. And also, there was a part where in the
end. I'm hungry.
Great.
It just hit me. It just hit me.
You know, are we going to ever be professional enough so you don't scream like some type of like child? What you're feeling?
I want Kool-Aid, grape.
Hey, that will that'll rot your teeth. Like, did I tell you, Mother Poodle used to never let us have Kool-Aid? We were never allowed. I had it one time at someone's house, and I came home talking about Kool-Aid, and my mother said, well, apparently, so-and-so's mother's not a good mother, because I would never let you have that.
Your mom was a good... My mother would only let us have it on, like, we would get it, like, the week of our birthday. We could have, like, one pitcher of it, or we could have it when we went to my grandpa's. But we never could have it in the house.
Literally.
Same for Tang. She would never let us have Tang.
That's disgusting anyway. I literally fetishized Kool-Aid growing up. Like, I was obsessed with it.
And, I know.
But then it was, because my mother told me it was bad too. So I was like, I want Kool-Aid. And then I had it.
I'm sorry.
I had it for the first time. It was terrible. Because,
oh, I love a cherry Kool-Aid or a grape Kool-Aid.
No, it was too
delicious.
Sweet. But I,
it'd probably
you know
be
what?
Too sweet now.
I did not grow up with tons of sugar in my diet.
I fetishized Capri Suns. Capri Suns, we would only get whenever we played soccer and the team. Why would everybody always buy Capri Suns?
Because they were easier than open things. Because they would you wouldn't spill it all over yourself.
Oh, well, we can never have Capri Suns in the house.
Wonder why, because that's actually juice. It had a lot of sugar in it. But
it's a lot of sugar, though, but Mom, we couldn't have that.
Interesting.
But we had soda. I don't get it.
Oh, we didn't have soda. We had a couple. Sometimes my mom would buy soda on very occasions, and we drank Diet Coke when we were older, but I never had soda, never really had sugary cereals. My mom,
not
kept
even
it
the
away.
Week of your birthday, my mom again, we could have Lucky Charms or Cocoa Krispies
sometimes.
The week of our birthday.
But I honestly, and I think I, when I was old enough to make those decisions, I didn't want them. Like now, you know me, I don't like very sweet things.
Well, weren't you an adult child? So much better than the rest of us just eating sugar.
Yes. When you were like, you were like a little trash compactor, just hoovering sugar into your body.
I'm glad you took a stand for all of us, Poodle.
And I was like, I was like, that. You know, that's really not good for you as a child.
Wow.
To this day, though, it's hard for me to eat really sweet things. Like, I'll often say, it's too sweet. It's too sweet. Give me liquor any day.
You'd put whipped cream on a dick.
You sure bet I would.
Especially this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the Kyle and
Hannah. That's fine. Kyle, I just wanted to talk about Kyle a little bit.
So because of what you just said, Kyle like wants to talk to Hannah. I mean, I got to give a little credit to Kyle. I mean, I think he's just doing this for Amanda.
I'm team Kyle. I have become team Kyle this episode.
Hannah, basically, he tries to talk. They're having kind of a conversation. And then all of a sudden, Hannah brings up her father and how she's triggered when men yell at her. And then Kyle just responds in kind and says, hey, look, I don't know why you're putting
scapegoating me with your father.
With your father. I don't know why. And to which Hannah goes from one to like a million.
Don't ever bring up my dad again. Don't ever talk about my family.
That's what you remember when I said like 3 or 4 episodes, I was like, something's going on with Hannah. This is all too deep for her.
Yeah.
She's always close to tears. It's not the normal Hannah. Y'all.
Yeah, something's going on with her this summer.
This has nothing to do with Kyle.
I totally agree.
Nothing to do with Kyle at all.
I think she's going through some kind of transition of kind of leaving her the life she might have thought with Luke and trying to make it with this guy Dez, who we're going
to
see
Luke
more.
Luke even says like she does seem to be jumping into Dez really quickly.
Yeah,
and y'all, spoiler alert! Now spoiler they're engaged. Alert,
They engaged. I want to just do a couple of choice tidbits from this talk where Kyle says, "You hurt my feelings with what you said," and y'all, regardless of Kyle being kind of a blowhard and things like that. He's the most sensitive person in the house.
He is.
Men, women, anybody.
Yep. Wait, you don't think Lindsay is? Lindsay seemed real sensitive getting over that breakup.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
Boop. Deletes number from phone.
But yeah, woo! Kyle is by far the most sensitive person in the house.
And then Hannah basically says, he's like, I don't have falling outs with my friends. Hannah basically says, this is just to hurt him. You're not my friend. And Kyle is just like,
Which is totally to hurt him.
Yeah.
Because she's supposed to be really good friends with Amanda. Why would you say that to Kyle?
Yeah. It's a low blow. And that's when she's saying, I feel like you're always yelling at me, like you're like my dad or something. And he's like, please don't loop me in with your dad. And she takes personal offense. She says, my dad was always yelling at me growing up. And my worth was calculated by how many tennis matches I won. But honey, you don't use your summer house to get over your daddy issues.
No.
You call a good therapist like Lindsay's friend Carrie who had really good hair.
She was a great therapist. I loved her. I have a thing about what she said.
I like it when let's just talk about it because I like it. She's like, she kept saying things and Lindsay just wasn't hearing her at all.
Lindsay wasn't hearing her. She was like, yeah, uh-huh.
Anyway, what I was saying is I don't think. So he's just not what I need. And she's like, but I think you might. No, I know.
But are we going to have babies?
Did you know that Lindsay's 34?
Yeah. No.
Like Jessica from Love is Blind.
Wow. 34. I am. I don't know. Mark is 24. It's just an age difference. Here, Pongo, drink this Cabernet.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love a good Cabernet more than anything. Almost as much as I love a good Syrah, a petite Syrah if I have to choose.
God bless Jessica and that governor's dog, bigger one. Where is Love is Blind? I guess it got messed up with Corona. I'm ready for it.
I think they're trying to premiere in the summer. That's kind of what they. I know there's been a second season ordered. The big deals are Bling Empire's coming back. The things that we know Netflix-wise, Bling Empire's definitely back. Selling Sunset is supposed to be back this summer as well. Thank God.
I kind of want to do that.
I'm going to make you. it's fantastic.
Like, I kind of want to do every episode.
Oh, we're going to. It's already been decided. You had no input.
No input. We still need to do Bicurious's for this month, don't we?
I was going to tell you that at the end of this podcast.
Oh, well, maybe. And now at the end of this podcast, announce it to me and to everybody else. Do you know what you want to do? It'll be a surprise for me.
Yes.
Just announce it now. What do you want to do? Just tell me.
I was going to have a talk with you before we did it so we could be on the same page. Not now. I agree with you. I will never surprise you with anything on the air like you
but
do.
But I'll
with
agree
me.
With you.
No, but it's ethically not what I want to do. Unlike you surprise me with things all the time on the air.
You got to wait for it. You got to wait for it. Well, the therapist, The therapist says, drops a good T-bomb that I don't think a lot of us think about, but she says, what are all the things you and Kyle are doing to, and this is so true, y'all, we do these self-sabotaging things to block ourselves from having intimacy. Because it's kind of the same thing the way Brené Brown says, just in another way. Intimacy can kind of be, I think in this context, interchangeable with vulnerability.
Yeah. We are blocking. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That is, and you're right. She 100% called Lindsay on it. And when she said it, Lindsay went, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm 34.
She can't even hear the broken record that's going on in her head. Yeah.
This therapy is not doing this. This therapist is, I bet you, it's not through insurance or a super bill. She's just getting cold, hard cash for this session.
She needs to be like taken to Vienna or something. Lindsay needs to be deprogrammed.
Yeah, from Freud Institute.
They need to like sit down there and grab her and say, no, you can't respond like this when we say something. Because you have clients where you, because I have clients too.
I used to. I don't have clients now.
You have
now,
to like tell them, but you've had clients in the past where you have to say, no, really hear me when I say this. And I don't ever physically touch clients, but almost with your words say, no, listen, please listen to me. Hear me and respond only then.
I would do a lot of reality testing their statements of, so where's the, that? And I would just keep going where of them trying to, and they would give me a reason. I would say, where's the evidence for that? Well, where did you get the evidence? And either we'll just spend the hour playing evidence Monopoly and I've at least maybe gotten to think something, or we'll get to it.
I think there are some people though who the noise in their head or their narrative they've decided for themselves, it's really hard to get them to see if it's truthful or not. Yep. Yeah.
That's why group therapy, I'm telling y'all, if people all got in group therapy, it would change the world so quickly.
Or like with work, if there was like a group therapy session for like 45 minutes before the day
Lindsay
started.
Be in a group and see another woman going through what she's going through. And she would see her in that.
Why
person.
Is she married? I'm so much prettier than she is.
Wait a minute. She's 32 and she's married, but I'm 34.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
we're saying this, y'all, because it's real. And I know plenty of women and plenty of men who would say the same thing about things like that.
The same thing.
So my next thing is when Hannah. I wrote H, so I said Heather for some reason. Hannah decides
Houston would be proud.
She's going to talk to the group about her behavior. And obviously this is her submission for an Emmy. And she's done like, I did some reflecting or like some kind of political apology speech.
As Lindsay said, I call bullshit.
And she's right. So however, I thought it was smart of Hannah to realize that this is what Kyle needed. He wouldn't see through it.
See, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
I think she maybe did want to apologize. But like when she said, Kyle, you're the man, she did that on purpose because she knew that Amanda would lap it up.
Yeah.
She told him not what she felt. She told him what he needed to hear.
And she said, you're my role model because you're so successful. And y'all, she did it with a smile on her face. No.
He is not. She does not respect Kyle.
No. She just knows.
No.
That if she says that outside and she says that. One way she says out of one side of her face, and then she criticizes him with the other, and she's smarter about how she criticizes him, everything will be fine.
And I think she loves Amanda because, you know, she didn't really hear him, but Kyle is right. Every time Hannah gets upset, she doesn't bring up the current situation. She brings emotional character tags up against Kyle, and it's not fair.
I agree. You just did that one, right? Or no, that was mine. Sorry, your turn next.
My next teabag. Okay, let's talk about the medium in the room or the psychic in the room. So, y'all, I don't know where this plot point came from. I don't know if a producer said, let's
talk to your friend.
Hannah's psychic apparently texted her and said that out of nowhere.
So the psychic is just sitting there in her apartment with her three cats, enjoying a glass of tea, and immediately says, wait, that girl who I don't know and that other guy who I don't know have fucked, and I need to tell Hannah right now, who's not paying me.
I need to text Hannah.
It is. It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. Y'all, now, I have a psychic. She doesn't text me regularly with things. She texts me every month to tell me about a special she's having for a reading.
Because you know what?
That's about it.
Because she's a businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman.
Businesswoman.
She is.
Yeah, question this psychic's capitalistic plan.
I agree.
If she's going to give stuff away for free.
This psychic says they funk.
They
funk. So y'all.
But I can totally see it.
I can totally see it. But we don't have any truth to this. I'm wondering, like, does someone in production, like a PA or some producer, know they fucked and they just brought up this psychic thing? Put it into the ether of the show.
Well,
no idea.
I think that Luke is a fuckboy, and you saw him. I'm going to talk about their breakup in a second. But you saw him after she had broken up with Steven at the beach, like saying douchey things like, you know, I'm here for you. Hubs.
Like Paige and Danielle said, he's like a shark in the water.
He can smell vulnerability. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And he wants to fuck any girl he can. And he's a fake fuckboy, too, because when he puts on that fedora, he's going to say he's not going to fuck you because you mean more to him. And then when it matters very little, you're going to fuck and he's not even going to remember it.
Wow, that was a read.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Don't have any personal experience with that at all with boys in fedoras.
Wow. If Hannah's bringing up her past trauma on Summer House, Poodle just brought up some shit on Reality Gays, everybody.
Y'all, I'll tell you this right now.
You know what? Before you tell them, I'm going to tease them.
Yes.
We're going to go to a commercial break.
Good idea.
And we'll be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love
love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
We're back from the break. And y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now. Beware of fuckboys in hats. Especially even worse. Now, sometimes fuckboys...
Someone just screamed at their car, I waited for that, Tanya!
Sometimes... No, this is the thing. Boys in... No, we're not talking like baseball hats. We're talking
jaunty
hats. We're talking pork pies. We're talking those lids that like cabbies wear. We're talking fedoras. Possibly a top hat.
An Easter parade hat?
Yes.
Not that I've owned one.
With flowers and birds in it.
Not that I made it myself.
But what I'm saying...
Not that I walked down Larchmont Boulevard in my Easter parade hat on
point.
Easter. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, what I'm saying is... And some I've seen guys who sometimes, if they're losing their hair, they'll always wear a hat. That's their thing.
Yeah.
But like guys who are just, they've got hair, they're just wearing a jaunty hat because they think it's cool. Y'all, they're not good guys.
Unless they're a jazz major at North Texas.
That goes with the territory. I'll say that a lot of jazz majors aren't good guys either to date.
I've heard. Jazz musicians. Fuck you and leave you. They're horrible.
There's a sadness that
Why
pervades
is that?
Them.
Yeah, there is a sadness.
You're lucky. You can find them occasionally who, especially if they're very good at what they do. Stay away
Not
from those guys.
A lot of gay jazzers. Did you have sex with a lot of jazz?
No.
Yeah, a lot of them were.
No,
straight.
I've only slept with a couple. They're just love them, leave them types, though.
Love me or leave me, never be lonely.
But anyway, y'all, fuckboy Luke is going right up to Lindsay and letting her know that he's available and he knows that she's available. So, yeah, something's going to happen. Anyway, I want to talk about the breakup. So she calls him.
Oh, yeah.
She calls Strabby.
Lindsay calls Strabby.
Yeah. And she's like, I've just been thinking, and I think it's good that we go our separate ways. And he's like, just silence. He's like, I gotta say.
Okay.
And it's almost like then they're in some kind of negotiation. He's like, I felt like I was putting in quite a bit of effort.
He's like, I'm quite disappointed. Well, yeah, I am too.
It's just we're not really...
That beer. Yeah, I don't want beer. No. It's carbs. I gotta get.
I don't want any more Lover Boys.
Dating life. No, I don't want any more Lover Boys. Just give me a Tito's and just water. No cow. That way I look good for the club tomorrow. Yeah, I'm really upset. Really, really upset. No lie. That's fine. Okay, thanks.
But I wish you the best.
Wish you the best.
Same to you.
Wish you the best. I hope you have many sandwiches in your lifetime.
Y'all, it was just the most after a year, and I get
after
it
after a year
that they had a big thing, and they've been talking since then. This does feel like if it was for Lindsay, this feels like a very toothless breakup.
Just cold.
Even Sierra's like, damn. She's like, it was a quick phone call too. She just popped in.
It literally was just like, hey guys, go ahead and pour me a drink. I'm going to be right back. I'm just going to go break up my boyfriend after a year, but I promise. Just go ahead and pour it. It'll be fine. It won't get cold.
She,
I promise.
She comes back and she's like, oh, she's like, okay. She's like, yeah, we just broke up. And they're like, oh, how do you feel? Because they're all immediately ready for Lindsay to go on like consolation team because she's like, fine. Fine.
Fine.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it was something. I think she's, I don't know how long it had been from the previous episode that to this episode. I don't know how long it had been.
I mean, I respect it. When I was dumped by my girlfriend in high school.
Yeah, you were really connected with her.
She made the right move.
Wonder if she thinks, did I make the right choice?
The best compliment I got is when my drama teacher called me in like 3 months later. And she's like, Matt, sit down. Because we dated for like 2.5 years. She said, I just heard
what?
That you.
Wait, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
And.
Or 2 years.
And how far did you ever get again?
Second base.
Wow.
It was.
Classless.
Took all the nerve I had. All the nerve I had.
Wow.
And then I'm like sitting there going, what am I going to do with these things? No idea.
Anyway, what'd your drama teacher say?
She said, Matt, I didn't even know that y'all had broken up. And that was the best because I was Lindsay. I never showed it to anyone.
Because you didn't care. You're no Meryl Streep. She just didn't care. Yeah, you put on a really great show.
But I was crying on the inside.
Yeah. Good on you, Julianne Moore. Didn't let him see your pain. Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, that's my teabag. Do you have Let's another? See.
What did I have? I talked about the psychic.
We could
So
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you.
No, I was just to say we could hit that little thing where she's talking with Luke outside.
Let's talk about Tracy. That's what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about who's Tracy. Now, y'all.
Still, when you say it, it's just so good. It's just so textbook, Lindsay.
You know what? Actually, we weren't planning on this. I think this is better done as y'all. I'd like to present a reality gaze theater of Luke and Lindsay talking on the porch.
Okay. I'll be playing Lindsay, I assume.
I was going to have you play Luke, but we can do
No, that's Lindsay okay. I usually play Lindsay, but we can switch it. That's fine.
Wait, I thought you usually... Oh, who plays Luke?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
I...
You know, I want to be Lindsay, you be Luke.
Okay. I'm flexible that way.
The first time Poodle... first time Poodle flip-flopped in his life.
I just was talking to someone on... I think on Scruff the other day, I said, I'm quite versatile. I'm like, I'm looking for the lightning bolts.
Y'all, speaking of talking on Scruff, Poodle just said we were on break for a commercial. He's like, yeah, guy, keep saying hi for the fourth time on Grindr and see if I'll answer. Take a hint.
But to Rosé, hey, question mark?
Dot, dot, dot. Hey.
And I feel bad to block them, but at this point, it's just...
No.
I've done that before, and someone made another profile.
And then messaged you?
Yes! I do that to people.
Wow. Wow. Are you like Dr. Jazz? Do you bewitch them with your jazz music? Is
Ooh,
that it?
We're going to talk Ooh. About jazz. You're going to do what I want you to do. I'm Dr. Jazz with my coat. I'm Dr. Jazz with my rainbow coat with a cowl. And you're going to tell me everything you want to say right now. You're going to tell me everything you want to say. Who is this girl beside you with them bangs? She needs to get a better fashion sense. I know, but right now, tell you, do you have a boyfriend right now? That was...
Perner.
Perner. That's for Mary and Millions, y'all. That was their... That was with Rodney's therapist, Dr. Jazz.
Yes. Y'all, so picture it. It's a beautiful summer night. We're on the front porch.
We got
Luke's
some beer.
Luke's playing guitar and sitting with Lindsay, and they're having a conversation. And sing.
Choo, 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 choo.
Hi.
Suit,
oh, that sounds
suit
nice.
With hair slick back. Hair slick back. With my girl's smile. Can't remember the words of my own songs. How are you tonight, Hubs?
Hi. Hey, Luke. Oh, my God. That's so good. That's great, Luke. Did you write that
Love
yourself?
Love my baby girl. She's the one for me. Love her titties, too.
Oh, did you see my titties in that black dress? Well, let's flash back to that. You know, like that, Luke?
I think we're just like, I know that I'm always available to you, Hubs. Whatever you want to do. I'm always here
Thank
for you.
Thank you, Stella. You know, I just feel like that you get me. And I feel like, you know, that we have a very specific connection. Don't
Down
you
in
think
my suit.
So?
Wearing okay. my wearing my suit all over don't, town. Hoping
don't
to
you
see my
we,
girl smile.
Don't you think we have a connection? I do.
Do
you not?
Yeah, I mean, you've been talking about your relationship every goddamn minute, but it's like whatever.
I just love you. I just think you're a great guy, and I think you're so sweet and so kind.
Oh, hold on.
Who's Tracy?
Oh, it's just
you gonna get that?
That's just some girl from back home. Clerk.
Oh, okay. You don't play music again. I like it.
Hair slicked back. Yeah. Don't know Tracy. Yeah. She's just the girl from home. If you want to come by my room earlier.
I do.
You can sit on my dick.
Are you talking to me? Or are you just
love
singing
my
song
girl smile. Especially okay. when she looks at me. I love her boobies. I love her blonde hair out of a bottle, but that's fine.
You want to see my nipple?
I'm good with that. I love her nipples. This isn't a song about Lindsay at all. It's just a song I'm talking about. Maybe it is.
Wait.
I like to be. I got to leave myself and out because I'm a fuck boy who wears all kinds of hats.
Can I put your balls in my mouth?
And
sing.
This is how method I was. I was holding my guitar and playing it the whole time.
You were really into it. I'm going to say this. You even kind of, your facial expressions looked like Luke, and it was weird.
Just kind of looks around.
I was impressed.
There was one photo of him, like, as, like, a young, like an older teenager, maybe 20-something, as a hockey player, and I was like, fuck, he was hot. He is hot.
He is
he's
hot.
Really good looking.
I mean,
it's just a shame he's a
my,
fuckboy douche. Yeah.
That was literally, it was almost, we could have done an outside voice, inside voice segment of that. And I'm sure that we will later of Lindsay, but she immediately got so upset.
That may wind up being one of my favorite moments of this season so far.
I'm just going to start saying it.
Who's Tracy?
I just said it today. I was just doing something. I was just went, who's Tracy? Oh, God.
The last thing I really want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm out of tea bags.
Is Amanda's conversation with Kyle, where she's basically like, so I want to go off birth control. And you immediately see that kind of fear in his eyes. Y'all, Kyle is the guy who goes back to his college fraternity and has a passing thought of, man, I wish I could always be like this. And I will tell you this. He's like, I just wish I could get a little more financially successful before we start having a family. Here's the thing. He will never be successful enough to have a family in his mind. His level of success where he thinks he should be will
never. I think Amanda was right.
What?
I think it was Amanda was right. I think it's, you know, there's some people that say, you know what? You're never really ready to have kids, so just have them. I don't really agree with that.
I agree with that in theory.
But financially, you need to try to be ready to have children if you can be.
Yeah.
Those kind of things help that your life's in a place where you can be able to give up, to give up a part of your, you know, you're not having to work every weekend. You're able to spend it with your child, things like that. But I think emotionally, maybe part of you never is fully ready, but with Kyle's, you know, Kyle has been, it actually humanized him more for me watching him kind of go through that process. Cause I think a lot of, guys go through that in life.
Yeah.
Or just women too. A lot of people go through that in life of just will I, and he does a lot of the kind of the patriarch bullshit that just is there that bus that men have to deal with of because they're thinking I'm the supporter. So how do I make this money to pay for this kid? It was like, okay, sometimes you're, you know, I actually think Kyle has it. I think he's one of those guys who has a good heart, but because he looks the way he looks, because he smiles the way he smiles, because he can act the way he acts, and he wouldn't say this, but because he can, because he doesn't maybe even know it, but because he can use his white, straight male privilege so well for himself.
Yeah. And he's super, and he's aware of it, so he's super charming.
And yeah, I think that he actually is a good person, his heart. I just think he's got so much hang-ups. And I think sometimes he feels insecure, but feels bad for feeling insecure because he realizes he doesn't have a right to feel insecure, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. I think though the on the plus side with Kyle, if you're a woman in a relationship with Kyle, you know he's at least going to be emotionally available to you. And I've just got to say, having friends who date men who date women who are attracted to women, that's a rare commodity.
Yes. I also think he goes down on Amanda for like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's his favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl's the same way, too. Luke is very selfish in bed. Very
Luke
selfish.
Will not go down on you.
He might, but it's like, it's all about him. I'm glad you just Agreed. Sneezed or coughed and
I
flailed
did.
Your body.
Right at home.
You looked like a Kathy cartoon brought to life.
Oh my God. I loved Kathy. God, I loved Kathy.
Okay. How old were you when you decided you liked Kathy?
Oh, middle school.
Okay, you're weird. No middle school boys enjoyed Kathy cartoon.
Did they ever do an animated cartoon of Kathy? They should have.
I'm sure there was some kind of Valentine's Day special where she sat home alone.
God, I love Kathy.
I'll just eat chocolate.
Chocolate. That's all I have.
Can you imagine the Kathy Valentine's Day special where she just sits at home alone?
Sponsored by Fritos.
And onion dip.
And onion dip.
I think that's it. There's a little bit about they're going to have a beer pong night with the guys and a spa night for the girls. So evidently we're doing Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. It's that level of gender.
Yeah. Whatever.
And I will say there was a little bit of Carl and Paige checking each other out on this episode that
Paige,
I think is going to
mean Sierra.
No, Carl and Paige. Because he was saying you're looking good in that outfit.
Oh, because next episode week, they're alluding to a little bit of Carl and Sierra, which I think Carl and Sierra would be a fantastic couple.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think still not emotionally mature enough for her yet.
Wait, you don't think he's emotionally mature for her?
No, but I'm kind of here for it.
She's 24, though.
Another thing I love about Paige DeSorbo is when she says things that only a 6-year-old Jewish New York grandmother would say. Like when they talk about Luke and Lindsay, she was like, their children would be gorgeous.
She did say that. Their children's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
There's an ending thing where Luke just says he's annoyed with Sierra, but basically because she won't fuck him.
That's it. And, you can't say it, but that's what it is.
And Lindsay's like, I'm available.
You know, I'm here.
My coochie's open.
Who's Sierra?
Who's Tracy? Tracy! I'm going to scream that out tonight, like right about before I go to bed. I'll just be sitting in bed. Who's Tracy? Tracy!
Okay.
That's all I've got.
That's the show. Y'all, that is Summer House. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget, it's March Madness Review of Palooza.
Review of Palooza.
You have until March 28th to leave a podcast review, and we're picking the top five.
And we've heard, we've also heard this from some of you that they're like, oh, iTunes hasn't put up my review yet. Sometimes it takes time. Them a while. So
it can take like 4 or 5 days. Yeah. So leave your review now, because we're doing this till the 28th. We're looking at them on the 29th.
Yeah.
If you leave your review up on the 28th and then you call us, I don't know how.
We're saying, if you don't have a number. Carl, it's not showing up. I don't know how iTunes works.
It is not my fault. It is not Poodle's fault.
Yeah.
It is your fault, because we have told you.
Yeah. So leave those up early.
Leave those up early. Anyway, what's the sign off for this show?
We still don't have one.
We have one, y'all.
I'll give you Wes. Who's Tracy?
It's Tracy. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.